adventures of Lonnie, the Brotherhood of Steel scribe, Clark, the veteran mercenary, Pep, the gearhead racer, and Hazel, the traveling scholar. This is Rad Rules, a Fallout tabletop RPG.
So, Hazel and Lonnie Haybear.
If I recall correctly, we had just Hazel hacked into the computer. I think I found a spare set of parentheses that we could use to reset our tries.
You played Wordle.
Yeah. And we made our way inside the back door, hoping beyond hope that Clark and Pep had also made it in. And I believe we were probably some of the first to witness this horde of feral ghouls rush to the front. And that has Lonnie concerned.
Hazel threw one of her entangling beads, absolutely buffed it, but luckily the ghoul she was attempting to silently entangle turned and ran for it with the other ones, because something was way more interesting than the string of Mardi Gras beads that was laying on the ground near it, which, let's be honest, this is a float warehouse. It probably sees Mardi Gras beads all the time.
So, dear GM, I have a question about old Nolan's policy on feral ghouls.
Okay.
What is the ordinances related to feral ghouls in the city?
Hang on, let me get up to the .gov website here.
oldnolans.us.gov.
Yeah.
/ordinances/feral ghouls.
Being Lonnie Haybear. That's the title of my new book. Being Lonnie.
Writing down Lonnie Haybear.
With foreword by Hazel Greenglass.
from orphan to nightmare.
Yeah, the nightmare of New Orleans. There you go.
Yeah. You have never seen feral ghouls inside of the city. You've seen ghouls aplenty, but never a feral one. I'd imagine, Lonnie, that you probably have seen a feral ghoul before, so you understand the concept of, maybe not necessarily like how that happens, but you understand that it's like some ghouls are chill and others are like kind of aggressive, you know?
It's probably like a boogeyman story, like some of the other feral ghoul children, or some of the other ghoul children have been told, like, if you're not good, you'll turn into feral. And okay, so,
well, little ghouls and boys, it's time for you to listen to a scary.
What's your problem with telling people scary stories and scaring everyone? Just like,
dude, shit, her whole thing was stories, and she didn't realize most of them were scary until she'd make people cry and wet themselves. She thought it was just like, you know, normal. She's a pragmatist. Not just that, she is probably, I'm going to put it out there, she doesn't understand a lot about the active physiology, as in first aid for ghouls, but she has dissected lots of feral ghouls, so she knows how they work really well. Yeah.
More like bisected.
Well, no, she doesn't cut stuff apart while it's still moving. It has the tendency to dull the blade.
So, Lonnie and Hazel, instruments. You are in the junk room. Mm-hmm. You have broken in. What's your GP here? What's on your agenda here? Are you guys making a plan? What's the dip dap dealio, as they say?
Well, I don't like the fact that we are split up. Because the last time Clark split up from the party, it did not go well for him. And I have resolved to never put my constituency in that position again. So I would like to regroup with everyone if possible. But I don't know a thing about this building.
I'm pretty sure the Ark of the Covenants is right over there. But some other... No, I'm kidding.
They've got top men working on these floats. Top men.
That's right. So I think Hazel might kind of move into Pathfinder mode on this one. If she sees all of the feral ghouls swarming in a different direction, she's going to try and find the path to get deeper into the warehouse while staying as far away from the direction that the ghouls are swarming in as possible.
Yes, please roll perception plus survival for a difficulty zero.
I think I can do that. I'm trying to do it on roll 20, and I am not good at this yet, but I'm working on it.
Are you at your character sheet?
I'm at my character sheet.
So you'll go up, if you want to do a custom roll, you go up to that die, and then you do a selection based on that.
My survival's at 3, and my perception's at 5, and it's a tagged skill, but I don't think I made it.
I don't think you did either.
A terrible rolls. Wow. We're off to a great start, guys.
So you peek your head up kind of around, and you hear this little sound come from down the hall, and one of the ghouls kind of spots you, but you duck down away from it, and it doesn't.
Oh, it's ominous.
Okay.
You got strikes from Pep. You have a few strikes before you're out, courtesy of one Pep packet.
Before you're get enough attention that they come after us, you mean?
Yes. Let's move on real quick. Let's go up to Clark. Clark, while they're thinking about what's going on in their little room, Clark, what number are you? You're number 9. You're kind of like up in this window. You've jumped into this window, and there's a board that's sitting near the window. And there's kind of empty mannequins that are around the room. There's several old world uniforms that are folded neatly next to a large trunk of various wooden rifles and swords. There was a ghoul in here, but it was actually distracted and ran away with the rest of the ghoul horde.
Okay. So for this warehouse is like the upstairs, like, is there like a railing or anything that I can peek over to look at the downstairs, or is the upstairs kind of like a separate level entirely?
The upstairs is kind of a separate level entirely. It is very upstairs. As we pointed out, the first floor is very tall.
Right.
In the second floor exhibit space.
Okay. All right, so the other ghoul had ran away. I guess I'm right next to the stairs, if I'm looking at the map correctly. I guess first I will check out the trunk before I do anything else, because last thing that Clark had done was tripped over a gun and kind of went off unexpectedly. So I'd like to look in the trunk. And sort of the two things that I'm looking for are functional guns, but he's really hoping to find gunpowder or something like that alongside the rifles.
Yeah, please roll perception plus small guns, difficulty 1.
So perception is 5 and small guns is 4. All right, so I got 2 successes from that.
Great. So you look through this bin. There's kind of these like rusty swords. You notice that these swords aren't necessarily, they're not like directly pre. They seem older than that. They seem like that they're from kind of an early America time. They're not really usable. There's various muskets that are actually in there. And not necessarily in the muskets, but at the bottom, kind of underneath all of the muskets, there is some gunpowder down there below all of
them. Does it look like enough that could make like a decent sized explosion? Like, would it be something that, oh, I don't know. Perhaps if it was the box was pushed somewhere and then maybe the box was shot, would something interesting happen?
I would say that there is enough gunpowder in there for there to be a loud enough bang. Anybody that would be like directly on top of it would probably be stunned. Outside of like blowing a wall down or anything like that, it's not a big red barrel that you're gonna shoot.
Right. Okay. I think I will keep that in mind. How close is it to the stairs?
It's like right, like they're kind of loading stuff in. So it's like,
okay,
the way, like the room is kind of long, and so you have your door right in front of you that's that you can see the stairs through. Behind you is where the window stuff is kind of like as they like clear stuff and move it into the main, kind of like in the line between the stairs and the like, okay. Excuse me, it's like right in front of the door for the stairs.
Okay, perfect. Then I think I will leave that there. And I think I will, I think I'll kind of go to the back of the building and check out what's over there. So on your map, number 11.
You want to go to number 11? Okay, do a agility plus sneak, difficulty 0.
All right, 1 success there.
That's great. So you've made it to the next room. And back to you, Pep Packet.
Yeah.
Pep, the last time that we saw you, you were creating a distraction in the streets. You were essentially being arrested, and somebody was going to take the fusion core out of your power armor. You played dead. You fell on top of the guy that was trying to do that. Everyone went screaming and running as you played dead. This guy is dead, though you haven't really checked yet. And you've managed to pick him up, carry him into the sewers. The sewers themselves, like as you kind of descend the ladder, they seem kind of quiet in comparison to the noise of the outside. And it's the corridor is actually kind of dark, and it's not properly lit. And you hear the faint trickle of water. What's your game plan here? You've got some things to discuss and to come to terms with.
Yeah, the guy's a regular guy, right? Or is he a ghoul? I can't remember now.
He's a ghoul preservationist.
Okay. So Pep's gonna kind of lightly kind of like give him the face taps. Like, hey, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Why aren't you waking up? Wake up. And it's like start kind of shaking him a little bit. Like,
okay,
wake up.
Please,
why won't you wake up?
Please do a strength plus unarmored for a difficulty 1.
1 success.
So you go to shake this ghoul and kind of try to wake him up, and you realize that you're shaking pretty hard, and before anything happens, you kind of like drop the ghoul, and the ghoul is unresponsive to your touch.
Okay. This is kind of hitting Pep hard. Cause he accidentally killed a guy, in the worst way possible. Not even an errant punch. It was, he fell on top of this guy and killed him. Pep's going to, take a beat, and then he's going to look to see if the guy has any identification on him, like a wallet or, anything that might, provide information about who this guy is.
You do not see any identification on this guy other than inside of his vest on his shirt. You see 3 gold coins sewed in.
Boy, that's a rough one. Pep's gonna take the coins. He's gonna tear the coins out.
Okay. All right. Sure, hey. You do that. With I'm not gonna question it with any power armor. You're just gonna do that. It's just gonna happen.
He's gonna take off the guy's coat and dump the coat into the water of the sewer. Oh no! Before he does that, he's gonna look. He's gonna make sure. Well, is it like flowing sewer water? Is it like kind of stagnant?
Yeah. It is. It is not that flowing right now. It is pretty. It's kind of stagnant. Which is not it in Clark's version, it was like running water, but right now the sewer is stagnant.
All right, so Pep's gonna look around to see if there's anything like any rocks or anything that he can put in the pockets of the coat or like bundle up with the coat so the coat for sure sinks in the water.
Okay, do perception plus survival difficulty 0.
Okay, and 2 success, no, 1 success. So two successes with
two.
The 10.
It's yeah. two successes.
Yeah, two successes. So you managed to find a few rocks that are just kind of laying around, enough that you know that you'd be able to fit these into this person's garments so that they would sink.
All right, then I will sink his jacket. And then Pep is going to lay out the guy's body, like, respectfully. So it is for sure to be found. Because this guy might have a family and friends who are going to be looking for him. And that's bum news if he just disappears. So Pep's going to lay out his body respectfully. It's going to then exit the power armor. But make the power armor be on the kind of... First, before I do that, is the sewer water deep enough? Like that, is it at least 6 feet deep? Can he estimate?
No, it is. It is kind of like waist high.
Damn. All right. Pep's going to stay in the power armor then, and look for an alternate route out of the area of the sewer that he's currently in.
Okay.
Can't go back.
Do a perception plus survival.
Great.
You got two successes. So you managed to do that. So you see at the other end, the kind of down the ways, there's another manhole, essentially another ladder that you could climb up and out of the sewers. It's not the one that you just came in. It's a different one a little bit.
Okay. I'm going to head that direction. Quickly. Gonna move quickly now.
So are you leaving this guy's body behind?
Yes.
Okay. So you get yourself to the ladder. Do you want to go up?
Yeah. I'll go up the ladder.
Okay. Moving on. I'll come back to you in a minute. Mm-hmm. Hazel and Lonnie, what are you guys up to? What are you guys doing? You're in the junk room right now. Okay. And Colonel Gray was with the candlestick in the great hall.
In the junk room.
In the junk room.
So there doesn't look to be any type of like archives, exhibits, anything. This is just like junk.
This is like lost and found, but for like the bottom of the bottom of the barrel of museums. But you can look for you. Every room is going to have something if you want to. That's just a hint. I don't expect you to go to every room tonight because it's going to get kind of dangerous here right. In a bit. But every room is going to have something.
I am already in this room.
Sure.
And I'm not entirely sure what I'm looking for. I just know I'm probably on borrowed time. And hopefully someone can guide me in the right direction. I just know I'm probably looking for some type of book or ledger or something like that. And I'd like to go ahead and... hope beyond hope that it's in this room I'm in right now and don't have to go any further. So I'd like to scavenge.
Yeah, do perception. Yeah, go ahead. Was there like a specific role for scavenging? You'd probably know that because you have that perk, right?
I thought it was based off survival, but...
That's what I was thinking, is perception plus survival is probably like if you're looking for things.
Survival is based off of... Survival's based off endurance. I can do perception survival, or you want me to do perception survival?
Yeah, if you're looking for things,
you're driving. Scavenge. You can.
Well, I was just curious if the book had. You know, I don't want to. You know, go against. The
so
book.
I would guess it would be survival if we were looking for food or chems.
That's what
if
I was thinking.
If we were looking for supplies, it'd probably be scrapper. As for, I don't know, paperwork and clues, stuff like that. I'm guessing our survival depends on it, so I'm thinking survival perception would probably roll.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I got no successes. I'm just going to chalk that up to this being a junk room, and probably
yeah. You nothing actually good. You actually find something in the junk room. Look and you see that there's these pristine cups. That kind of they have kind of this advertisement. It's this man, a very short man in a large cap, and the words on it say on this mug, south of the, and managed to bump into the shelf accidentally, and one of those cups knocks over and falls to the ground. Strike two.
Cool.
Hazel, what are you doing?
I'm going to search the room, but I'm going to search it for, I'm going to go, since we're here, I'll do the, a scrapper search, see if I can find any materials, anything that might help us other than the actual, I'm pretty sure that the, if there's paperwork, including, a list of people's names, it wouldn't be down here in the scrap room. It'll probably be stored someplace with other paperwork in an office someplace.
Right.
And chances are that'll probably be on the second floor. So after I search this room, I'll try and see if I can find either a stairway or a ladder to go up to the second floor.
Yeah. Do a perception plus survival difficulty zero.
Balls. Man, I am just not rolling well.
Yeah, that's zero successes.
Y'all are racking up the strikes already.
You go over to look around, and you actually bump a shelf, and another south of the border mug falls off.
This one, I grabbed the one that fell, but another one was right behind it. But now I have a free mug. Look, check it out.
Ooh, doggy, this is about to get real interesting. All right, are you all gonna stay in this room and look around some more, or are you just calling this room cursed and moving on?
This room is cursed.
Definitely cursed, but I'm not moving till I'm sure that nothing is coming for us after hearing something like splattering shards of south of the border tequila mugs hitting the ground multiple times.
So these rooms, are they like high walled, like that? They're sort of delineated as rooms.
Yeah, they're delineated as rooms.
Okay. Now, do they have like actual open and shut doors, or is it just kind of like an archway type deal where you can?
Kind of an archway type. Like they're not like you can't like lock yourself in a room.
Got it.
You wouldn't be able to do that.
Got it. That's what I need to know.
Awesome. So you look, if you look down, you see that the ghouls are still occupied, kind of beating on the front door, on down a ways from where you are.
You think we should try and get to the stairs? Got to be stairs or some sort of like a ladder or rope. There's got to be some way to get up to the second level around here someplace.
Yeah, but once we're up there, how are we going to get down?
At this rate, probably dropping a whole bunch of stuff in the process.
But I don't know how my knees feel about that. Lonnie's just looking left and right, and room number four, which appears to be, you know, down this long hallway that is capped off by this ghoul horde. So closest is this room over to the right, and I think that's where Lonnie would want to kind of peek in and go in next, because it's still pretty close to the exit.
Yeah. Difficulty 2, agility plus sneak if you want to get there. Excuse me, not difficulty 2, difficulty 0. I am sorry.
Difficulty 2. Wow, I got a little scared there.
I thought it was going to be 2 because of the strikes.
Agility, sneak. I'll give it a shot, and I'm willing to spend luck if it botches here. No, I got there.
Yeah, you got that. All right, so yeah, you all move to room 4, and we'll get back to you in a minute. Clark, you were in room 11 over here. You walk into this room, and there's a series of metal drawers that are kind of pristine. They're sat along the wall. The drawers themselves are long and slender. They're like mini drawers that are kind of look like they're like flattened on top of each other. And there's this big table in the center of the room with a single lamp that kind of sits overhead. What are you up to in here?
Do they look like filing cabinets kind of things?
They're not like filing cabinets are square. These are like long and slender. But they have that same like filing cabinet metal pull system.
Right. Okay. I think I'm going to mess with those quite yet. I don't know how loud they're going to be. And I've already caused some trouble with loudness earlier. So I think I'll just go over to the table, check that out, see if there's anything else sort of on top of the table to take a look at first.
Yeah, do perception? Perception. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Perception. Here we go.
Perception.
Here. Do perception plus repair. Difficulty 0.
Okay. Perceptions of 5, and I have no points in repair, so we'll see how this goes. It's not going to go well. Yeah, it seems about right. No successes.
You look at this table, and you see a piece of paper there. On the piece of paper is it's kind of gridded out in multiple different sections. And there is what you can tell is it is a drawing of a wall.
What that? Oh, looks like some documents here. All right, I'm not. Clark is he's not too keen on rifling through papers. Man of action. All right, so I don't know. I guess I'll pick it up and stash it in my jacket. Maybe it's important. Maybe one of the others can make more sense about it than I can. So I'll just pick it up and stash it in my pocket for right now. I guess I will go ahead, or Clark will go ahead and at least peek in one of the drawers and kind of try and get a sense of what's in there. Maybe it's more documents or something like that. But he's going to just very carefully try and open one of them and take a peek inside.
Yes. I would say agility plus sneak, difficulty 0.
Okay. Agility is an 8 and sneak is 3 in a tagged skill. So this goes at a 1 success there.
Excellent. You open this door and you hear about the squeak, like you're about to, and you kind of slow your roll. And you're like, all right, and you kind of open it. In this drawer, you see a different set of documents. This one, while you're not 100% on the last one and the workings of that, this one just looks like a bridge. It's grid paper. It's all kind of laid out there. And it's like designs on like how a bridge would be made. That's what's in that drawer.
Yeah, I mean, I think I kind of get the idea of that. Clark will go ahead and take that, and maybe Nightmare here will be interested in some bridge plans. So I'll stash that as well. I feel like I'm kind of. Clark is picking up some good stuff here. Can I take another look around the room, see if there's anything else that's sort of jumping out at me? Otherwise, I think he will move on here and just keep a mental note that maybe we want to come back and take another look through and rifle some more stuff. But I want to take one more look around, see if there's anything else that might be jumping out at me first.
You look around, there's nothing. It's okay. A lot more drawers with... You kind of open these, and a lot of them are other bridge and wall plans.
Okay.
Kind of, it's kind of strung in every drawer. And you've got 2 of them. You're not quite sure what to make of them, but you have 2
of them. I ain't an engineer here. All right. Good enough. Go ahead and exit this room and maybe head over. I think I'll... Before I head on to another room, I'll go back to the stairs and maybe try and just take a quick peek down them. I don't want to go down the stairs.
So you just want to look peek. And see what the situation is?
Yeah. And then if it, you know, if I don't see ghouls running up the stairs, maybe I go to a different room. But I'm just going to see what I can see first.
For that, I would say you go to the stairs and you don't see anything. You can hear ghouls downstairs, but you don't see any directly that are in your path.
All right, good enough. Then I'll pop in the room that's right next to me, the left room 10 on your map.
Okay, cool. Mr. Pep Hackett, you have ascended from the manhole and you find yourself in a strange... warehouse. You're kind of like almost under a staircase in there. You're in a full suit of power armor. What are you up to? What's your vibe here?
I'm going to take a moment and listen to see if I can hear anything, anyone talking or any commotion, anything that might clue me in to who might be around or what's happening.
Do perception plus repair, difficulty 0.
Perception, repair, with tag skill. No successes, all right. So it seems like everything's hunky-dory with me. So I'm gonna Let's see.
Dave so, already wipes the team.
So Git is, so I'm going to maybe just assume everything's okay. I'm going to, is there like a doorway or is there like another staircase up or?
You kind of, you are at like the base. So like you are essentially like right there. You're on the first floor of this warehouse here. You can see where the ghoul horde is, but you really don't know anything else about all of these other things.
Okay.
What's your GP here? I use the acronym because it's more fun, and that's what the cool kids do.
Cool. Okay, so I can see the horde. Boy. Well, oh, in for a penny, in for a pound. I guess I'm going to try to sneak up the next staircase, continue up the staircase.
And what room would you want to go to?
Well, considering, like, I don't have any idea what rooms. I guess I would go to the closest, where maybe I go to room 3, right across the hall.
So you just want to, like, run right across the hall. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Do,
quietly.
Agility plus sneak, difficulty 2.
All right. Let's try this.
That'll do it.
That's a fun one. So yeah, that's a botch and a no success.
And now you'll have to give me a second.
Even got the little X there for strike.
Yep. Roll for initiative.
Yep. Strike 2.
That's much more than strike 2 for y'all down there.
That's like, we're on strike 6.
At least.
I think legit, I think this is strike 4, right?
Yeah, but you just double striked right there.
And like reach out and lunge for your left leg and damages you for 4 damage.
Through the power armor, feral ghoul.
What's your DR for power armor?
Let's see. Where do I find that on the?
Oh, you might not actually have.
It might not be on there.
Power armor.
Oh, I'm actually right on the power armor. What is it? T45?
Yeah. T51B, right?
No, T45. No. You got
T45. Oh, is it T45?
51B was run by the knights.
Knights. Okay.
You have Jerry.
T45.
Nice.
Oh, T45 leg left armor has a 4 physical DR.
Great. So that doesn't harm you at all.
So you're going to be looking for page 137. It's going to have all of your information about the various and sundry power armor pieces.
It only has 7 health points, and I don't know how that sort of factors in for all this stuff. I have actually not read that about the power armor, but
I'm not quite sure either.
If it matters.
Well, considering you're walking around in a giant Kong chew toy, might be a good idea to find out.
Yeah, I think the 7... He's like before it starts taking damage.
I mean, it's 4 damage. They did 4 damage. Just going by the DR, he didn't take any damage. And so now there is a ghoul right below you. Everyone's kind of like automatically in initiative, and it's whether or not the ghouls attack first or you all see the ghouls coming. Pep, what are you doing?
So he's got me at the leg. All right. Pep's gonna strike the feral ghoul in the head. Effectively, is my pipe wrench like? Can I strike with it?
Yeah, any weapon that you have. Yeah, you can strike with that. Do a strength plus melee weapons roll for me. Okay. Difficulty. So it's close range. It's a difficulty 1.
Strength plus a tag, and that's 3 successes.
Yep, that's a success. You hit, and guess what? No one's going to be rolling any damage dice tonight because 1 damage pretty much destroys these ghouls. They're like glass cannons, all of them. So I just rolled 6 damage dice against you, and you got 4. So that ghoul is now dead. Moving on.
Before we do, page 138 has the rules related to power armor. You can leave this in the podcast or you can remove it, whichever one you feel like, but this might be a nice little rule segue. One of the bullets is a blade of resilience. When a character in power armor is attacked or otherwise suffers damage, then the damage is reduced by the damage resistance of the armor piece on that location, and any remaining damage marks off the armor piece's health points. If the armor piece would suffer a critical hit or is reduced to zero, then it is damaged. Damaged armor pieces no longer provide protection. Hits to that location strike the wearer instead, using the wearer's damage resistances and HP. And then technological armor pieces do not regain hit points naturally and cannot be restored using stim packs or the medicine skill. We kind of assume that. They must be repaired in the same way as robots. So basically you have your own, like, now, extra hit points. Yeah, you have extra hit points so long as they're maintained. So if you take a look at page 137, that has all those values for those particular pieces, and boy, they are pretty generous with the hit points. So Pep is a tanky boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he took 4 damage, which didn't cross the DR of the power armor, so it didn't even affect the health points. So if he hit for, say, 6 damage, that would just take 2 health points off the armor piece, and Pep would still be untouched. Very interesting.
Right, yes.
He's our tank until he's not.
Well, yeah, he might get swarmed and need that, so.
Not a very sneaky man himself. All right, so you killed that ghoul. You're in the room. Moving on back to Hazel and Lonnie. What room are you
in? Currently in room number 4. Did we hear the telltale sounds of power armor actuators, you know, trying to sneak across rotten wood?
You did hear that. Let me give you a quick on room 4, and then you can decide how you will.
Oh, yeah, because we haven't done anything with room 4 yet.
Sitting in front of you is a small egg-shaped car that's been fully restored on the exterior. Various other car parts are strewn about the room. Mechanics tools seem to be attached to a pegboard in the back of the room. And you have heard the sound of a large ka-clunk, 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 and then a ghoul getting smashed by a pipe wrench.
This, just at first glance, this does not seem to be the room where one might find who the king of the carnival was. this seems to be like an exhibit related to vehicles and mechanics and stuff like that. And I think in the interest of getting in and out as quickly as possible, I think Lonnie might go ahead and move over to room 5. Now, Hazel's free to join him, but I think...
Oh, I'm not splitting the party any more than we already have. Okay.
I think if anyone's going to get value out of room 4, it's going to be Pep once we rejoin him, and then we'll let him have a field day in there. But just judging based off the exhibit, I think I want to move to 5.
Difficulty 1, sneak plus agility for you, Lonnie.
I'm going to
have whoever's leading the charge roll for these sneaks.
That is reasonable. I believe I am going to spend a action point so I can get myself a third die, because I believe I'm probably going to need it. Yeah, it was worth it. So it one success. Worth it.
Yeah. Got 1 success. That's great. Great. So I will, since you all haven't had, you just had that room, I'm going to give you the next room. There's a multitude of upright bodies dressed in uniforms. They adorn the floor of the room. They seem military in nature. You hear the buzz of a mannequin. This mannequin is dressed up as a general, and it lights up in the mouth and says, "We needed that resource, so we went to work with the communists temporarily."
Hazel's gonna go, like, with a horrified look on her mouth, "Oh my god, that's so cool!" And then she's gonna reach up and try and pull whatever wire is causing this thing to speak and give their away their position. Just reach up and yank it out of there if she can.
All right. This is going to be fun. Do agility plus repair for a difficulty two.
Agility plus repair. which I am not good at either, for a difficulty of 2.
Can I try to assist?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, so, I'll allow that. I'll allow that.
So I get to roll...
an additional d20.
Yeah, I get to roll mine. If I succeed, then she gets a success.
Yes.
I'm not going to use the tag skill because at this point, yeah, it's the clapping monkey all over again. I hate that thing.
So I did get a success.
Got one success for you. Now let's see what Hazel's got in her pocket.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Wow. Get an AP for that, Hazel. That's
oh,
good.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, get an AP
okay.
for that.
Guys, I broke my roll. I'm through the drought.
You're uncursed.
In California, I am through the drought.
Famous last words.
So you managed to grab the back of these wires, and you start to yank on it, and but before you yank on it, the bot is kind of like and says, "We had to save the horses and the commune." And as you pull the wires, the robot kind of deactivates.
Yoink!
What are you guys doing?
Oh, apparently I do have one in repair. It's not a lot, but...
I think as you were, like, trying to get that last one, I probably pull my knife, and as you have the, like, wire taut, it's just, like, you know, pull the knife against it to get that last wire or something. I might get a little bit of a static shock. That was probably a hot wire, but, you know...
I'm still just kind of amazed it worked. I would love to take this thing apart, but now is not the time.
This room doesn't look super promising, but it's going to be worth a shot. It's at least not the car room.
I'm keeping this wire, though.
What would you like? Perception and
survival? Zero. Yeah.
Perception. Survival. Just rolling the 2 dice. Tag skill. 2 successes.
Great. You find in this room, you're looking around at various, find a pristine military that's directly pre-war, and you would...
So pre-war, is it just like the sort of like the Vietnam bucket hat type looking? Okay.
But it is pristine enough, and with your military experience, you would know that it is actually, it's a real thing. It would count as armor.
Okay. Can I search to see if there's like any like cloth sacks or first aid sacks or haversacks or fanny bags or anything like that that might end up coming in handy?
Yeah. Do perception.
If it's military grade, it's useful.
Do perception plus medicine, difficulty 0.
Perception plus medicine.
While she's doing that, army helmet is 2 physical DR for the head.
You got 1 success, May.
I did.
You look around, and you find, you kind of open this sack, and for some reason in this, like, strange exhibit, you manage to scrounge up some cloth and 3 stim packs.
Hell yeah!
From this bag.
So I've got bandages, I've got stim packs, and I got a nice, sturdy, like khaki-colored duffel, like maybe a little first aid cross stenciled on it, probably.
Yeah. Where are you all going to now? When you've searched the room, you've solved my dastardly robot man puzzle.
I'm still kind of amazed that worked. We poke our head out the door. We've been in room 6 and 4. We're looking at room 3.
Yeah, and I don't know if Hazel was aware, but I'll like try to get her attention and try to whisper to her. I think Pep's over there.
You mean the really large smacking sound followed by what is inevitably, indubitably power armor clip-clopping noises? I can't imagine why you'd think Pep would be in there.
I'm calling a hunch.
Okay, let's go.
Sneak plus agility, difficulty 2. Whoever's leading the way.
Lonnie.
How's your sneak agility?
I heard that bus call and it went dun-dun.
Just curious.
See, you say that, but
I don't mind her. I'll roll it. I don't care.
All I'll right, do it.
It was Lonnie's idea.
You were elected mayor, Lonnie.
True. I'll do it.
You know what? I'll do it, and you do it, and between both of us, we'll fail horribly. It's fine. Well, I got one success, so I only failed slightly.
I'm going to spend another AP, because that...
Okay.
Let's see here. Sneaky sneak. Well, I've been getting AP from other stuff, so...
We've got lots of AP, and you might have luck, too.
Yeah, you don't fucking
fail. Yeah, you got that's just a failure across the board.
Yep, I failed.
At this point,
I know how I failed.
Pep! Pep, are you over there?
Yeah,
we're about to come in. Don't punch us.
I love the stage whispering.
You all see two ghouls running at you. What do you all do? They have not attacked you. They did not succeed their
role. They're running at us. They haven't attacked, or we just see them?
You see them running at you, preparing to attack. I, on my end, am rolling to see if they get the first attack on you, and if they don't, then you are in range.
I am getting out my throwing knives.
And I think we've established that the satch gun is probably a little noisy.
I have no idea how noisy it being, the pickle is.
Being built into a trumpet, even though it is a laser.
Is Pep aware that the ghouls are rushing toward them? Like, do the ghoul hiss? Like,
no.
Is Pep aware? Okay.
You are not aware.
All right. No. Actually, can I use a bonus action to hand one of my throwing knives to Lonnie?
Sure, I'll allow that.
Here, try this.
I'm not super well. No, that's
just ranged, don't hit. As long as you don't hit me with it, it's fine. Go.
It's ranged at least, so yeah. Otherwise, I'm gonna have to go melee.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've got a knife, but I think throwing it's gonna be less risky than having to go in. So,
are you gonna throw it though?
Yeah, do it, man.
She gave me one. Why not?
All right.
Both of you.
Both of you roll agility plus throwing difficulty one.
Okay. This is my jam. If I take a dive on this, we're not
famous last here. Words.
Uh-huh. This is absolutely my jam, guys.
I mean, I imagine Lonnie was the type of kid that probably played some lawn darts.
Right. It's definitely a lawn dart situation. So I got three successes, and I don't need the extra damage that comes from having that magazine, but.
What I'm gonna do is what's gonna happen is Lonnie goes and tries to throw his throwing knife. It soars past the ghoul, kind of like sputters along the floor.
Ching 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 ching.
And Lonnie, you think to yourself that you know you've gone a good spiral, but you're not exactly best throwing the old knives. Hazel, however, manages to essentially throw two knives in a fan and pierce both ghouls in their head, effectively killing them. You're able to retrieve those two knives. You're not able to retrieve Lonnie's knife.
Can I pick up my bowl?
Unless you really want to.
Not at this moment. Don't worry, I still have... Well, now I still have three knives and a bunch of bolos. Can I pick up the bolo I boofed with earlier?
No.
Damn.
It's on a ghoul that has its shirt off somewhere.
Okay.
Down the wall.
That's okay. So I'm gonna go over and I'm actually gonna tap Lonnie on the back and go, Lonnie, you did great. Don't worry. A little bit of practice, you'll be able to nail it every time.
I know what I'm being lied to. That was
no. You, if we don't die, I'll teach you how to throw.
Wonderful.
If we don't die,
I'll teach you something.
And I would love to learn.
It's
more.
A promise.
Yeah, I'd love to learn about New Orleans. I mean, you're kind of an insider source here, man.
Cool. Let's get in this room.
All right, let's find Pep before he, you know, trips and falls on somebody and kills him or something.
This is touching in all, Hazel, but there is risk of life and limb happening right
now.
Yeah,
it's right.
Okay, we'll talk later. We'll talk later.
Clark, you are in room 10. Wooden boxes are kind of strewn about, and there's a bunch of them. You can peek in and see that each of these boxes have kind of these like vials of various, some of them have leaves, some of them have some powders, some of them have some liquids. But in the middle of the room, there's this kind of almost like pedestal with these odd ornaments attached to it. And on top of the pedestal, there's a plate of half-eaten. There's a few books that sit at the foot of this pedestal. What are you up to?
Well, I guess first, can I... Clark doesn't have, like, an option here, but can I roll to see if I've heard the commotion downstairs?
Yeah, do perception plus melee weapons, difficulty zero.
Yeah, I got a one, so... a two.
Exactly, you know exactly...
a one.
There are
yeah.
people... Yeah. You know exactly that there are people downstairs, and what room that they are in. You know, in room 3.
Now, since I did get a 1, would I also be able to pick up if any more ghouls were heading to like their location? Like, would I be able to tell that? Oh, you know, I'm right next to the stairway. I can hear ghouls at the bottom of those stairs.
You can perceive that the horde is still at the doors. The horde of ghouls is still at the doors. By the way, the horde of ghouls can move, but you haven't done anything yet to make them move. Backed a few off there. Moving on.
Well, Clark, they seem fine. So,
what's your plan here?
You know, there's 3 of them down there. As far as Clark has heard, there's only been a few ghouls, and it seems like they're mopping them up pretty quick. So, you know, they probably don't need them yet. I guess Clark will go. He's not going to eat that food. That sounds sus. But he'll go and take a peek at the books at the very least.
Okay. Deception plus science. Difficulties.
Looks like fucking books to him. Some nerd might read them. Who knows?
zero successes. You go to pick up a book. And you actually knock the plate of food down and off of the shelf, and the plate clatters on the floor, nothing, you don't have any ghouls that kind of move at you, but you're a large shifting downstairs. What's the next move?
Oh, perfect. If I can hear the large shifting, I'll go back out of the room, peek down the stairs.
Okay, you peek down the stairs, you see a horde of ghouls at the bottom of the stairs.
Excellent. All right, then I will go back over to where I've left the chest of weapons and the gunpowder at the bottom of those. I'd like to look into... Well, I've already looked into the chest, so I'd like to grab whatever weapon, whatever musket.
Oh, so you're moving over to the next. You're moving over to the next room, right?
Yes, correct.
Sneak plus agility, difficulty 2 for me. You got 2 All right. successes.
Perfect. All right, so yeah. Like I said, go over to the chest of weapons, pick out whatever one. I've already looked through it, so pick out whichever one looks like it's functioning well. And I'm going to kick that fucking shit down the stairs.
All right. Mike, talk for me.
Hey, I'm okay. back.
Okay, good. I just wanted to double check and make sure. All right. strength plus unarmored, difficulty 2.
All right, strength is an 8. Unarmed, I have 2 points in. Don't have any more AP, so we're just going to go for it here. See what happens. I'll spend the luck if I have to. Oh, fuck it, whatever. Got it. 2 successes.
2 successes.
Kicking that shit down.
Wow. You kick this chest of guns and swords and gunpowder down the stairs, and it rolls into the hallway, and ghouls start to pile on top of this chest. What are you doing here?
Well, so, you know, in the second Pirates of the Caribbean, there's this part where the Kraken is attacking, and they load up all the rum, which everybody's upset about, and the gunpowder into the net, and they're trying to get the Kraken to kind of, like, swarm it, and then they're going to shoot it and blow up the Kraken. So that's essentially what I'm going to do here. I'm going to aim at the chest here and take a shot and try and blow it up.
All right. Do a... I guess this isn't long range because you're right there. So I would say a difficulty 2 agility plus small guns.
Two successes.
Nice. You shoot your pistol down.
Musket. And, I don't want to shoot my pistol. I'm saving that ammo. Whatever musket I grabbed from the chest.
Whatever musket you grabbed. All right, I'll give you that. Fine. You shoot a musket.
It's Jack Sparrow, man.
And it hits this box, and at first it does nothing, and then you kind of feel a little bit of a rumble, and the box starts, it seems like it starts to burn, and then the box explodes. It's not enough of an explosion to essentially set these ghouls on fire, but it does send a bunch of swords and musket butts out to attack these ghouls, and go ahead and just roll a d20 for me, and we're gonna figure out how many of those you killed based on your d20 plus you got two. I'll say you automatically kill probably 6 of them. however many more you let me know.
All right, let's see. I think this. That just 1d20?
Yep, you got it. So you kill 8.
Rolled a 2.
You kill nice. 8 ghouls. You kill 8 ghouls. And now, staring up at you are 9 ghouls looking directly at you.
Tune in next time on Rad Rolls. Until we're